The 7,210th meeting of the Security Council is called to order. The provisional agenda for this meeting is the situation in Mali. The agenda is adopted. In accordance with Rule 37 of the Council's Provisional Rules of Procedure, I invite the representative of Mali to participate in this meeting. It is so decided. The Security Council will now begin its consideration of Item 2 of the agenda. Members of the Council have before them Document S-2014-436, the text of a draft resolution submitted by Australia, France, Jordan, Lithuania, Luxembourg, the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, and the United States of America and France. I wish to draw the attention of the Council members to Document S-2014-403, the report of the Secretary General on the situation in Mali. It is my understanding that the Council is ready to proceed to the vote on the draft resolution before it. I shall put the draft resolution to the vote now. Will those in favor of the draft resolution contained in Document S-2014-436 please raise their hand? The result of the voting is as follows. The draft resolution received 15 votes in favor. The draft resolution has been adopted unanimously as Resolution 2164, 2014 in brackets. I now give the floor to the representative of Mali. You have the floor. Thank you, Mr. President. I have the great honor of taking the floor during this meeting of the Security Council dealing with the situation in Mali. Allow me, first of all, to express my sincere gratitude and the profound gratitude of the people and the government of Mali to the international community, and in particular to the members of the Security Council and to the Secretary General of the United Nations, Mr. Ban Ki-moon, for the support and interest that they have expressed in my country ever since the start of the multidimensional crisis, which it is currently overcoming. Mr. President, on June 25, 2013, exactly 1 year to the day, the Security Council of the United Nations authorized the transfer of the authority of MISMA to MINUSMA, established under Resolution 2100 for an initial mandate of 1 year starting from 1st of July of 2013. Now, as we take stock, we note that remarkable progress has been achieved in the area of both security and political area, focused on the effective implementation of the transition roadmap and the evolution of the process of dialogue and reconciliation, the holding of presidential and legislative elections, the improvement of the human rights situation, the establishment of a very fruitful dialogue between the government of Mali and the special representative of the Secretary General for Mali, as well as the commander of head of forces of MINUSMA, and we would like to express our admiration to him for the excellent work carried out. Mr. President, if the combined efforts of the armies of Mali, the African armies and French armies, if they have made it possible to defeat the terrorist groups and extremist groups while reducing their operational capacities, it is unfortunate to note today that the security situation in the north of Mali is extremely worrisome. An example of this is the various parts of the report of the Secretary General published under S-2014-403 on 9th of June 2014, and I quote, "The terrorists and armed groups continue to circulate and operate in the north of the country, with a particular presence in the mountainous regions to the north of Kidal, of Adrar, of Afogas, which is a serious threat for civilians and compromises the implementation of the mandate of MINUSMA as well as the smooth operation of humanitarian operations," end of quote. In light of this very unfortunate reality, the deployment of MINUSMA has not been able to limit, my delegation would like to reiterate the proposals of the government of Mali submitted by the Minister of Foreign Affairs of African Integration and of International Cooperation, His Excellency Abdoulaye Diop, in his intervention in front of your August Assembly on June 18th of this year. These proposals, I should like to remind you, cover the following aspects. First of all, the rapid deployment of MINUSMA outside of the major urban concentrations in the north of Mali, in particular around villages and nomad factions. The second, the conduct of joint operations with the armed forces of Mali and MINUSMA to prevent the free movement of armed groups, non-signatories of the Ouagadougou Agreement, associated terrorist groups and drug traffickers. Three, the support by MINUSMA to isolate and disarm armed groups, non-signatories of Ouagadougou affiliated with the terrorist networks and drug traffickers, the presence of which in the north of Mali is undermining the security achievements achieved by the Serval operation, the Chadian armed forces and the Malian armed forces. Four, easing the presence of MINUSMA in the south and redeploying them to the north where the needs for stabilization is greater. Five, the support of the state of Mali by MINUSMA in reestablishing the authority of the state over all of the national territory and reconstructing in the northern regions. Six, the laying down of arms by armed groups, their immediate withdrawal from public buildings and occupied zones, as well as their return to positions before 17th of May 2014. And finally, seven, the support by the United Nations in order to accelerate the process of cantonment and DDR, as well as inclusive inter-Malian dialogue. I would like to take this opportunity to reiterate the readiness of the government of Mali to envision, along with its partners, all possible mechanisms to overcome the crisis that are effective and efficient in support of these efforts. It's in this framework that Algeria, to which we'd like to pay tribute, has undertaken, at the request of the President of the Republic of Mali, exploratory contacts with all the armed movements in the north of Mali in order to establish a common platform that has to serve as a basis for inclusive inter-Malian negotiations. Bearing this in mind, the government of Mali has renewed its trust in Algeria and has requested it to continue with its efforts in a transparent way and with the support of the United Nations, the African Union, and ECOWAS, so that these negotiations rapidly lead to a global definitive peace agreement. Mr. President, I would like to take this opportunity to reiterate the firm determination of the government of Mali to fully cooperate with the Security Council in the implementation of Resolution 2064 that we have just adopted. Mr. President, before concluding, allow me to thank, on behalf of the President of Mali, His Excellency Ibrahim Boubacar Keïta, I'd like to thank ECOWAS, Organization of Islamic Cooperation, African Union, and United Nations and the European Union for their interest and their constant commitment to our country. This gratitude is also addressed to France, Chad, and all the bilateral and multilateral partners for the extremely important role that they have continued to play for the definitive return of peace and stability to Mali and the region as a whole. I'd like to thank you for your attention. I'd like to thank the representative of Mali for his statement. There are no more names inscribed in the list of speakers. The Security Council has thus concluded the present stage of its consideration of the item on its agenda. The meeting is adjourned.